This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast. There is a proposed uranium mine in Alice Springs, and we're joined on the line now by Basil Shield from a band called Super Raylene Brothers to tell us a little bit about the protests and the effects that this mine could have on the people living near this spot in Alice Springs. Basil, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Adam.
Basil, tell me a little bit about this proposed uranium mine.
Well, the Northern Territory government, in its extreme wisdom, about a bit over a year ago, granted a mining exploration license to the world's largest uranium company, which is a company called Cameco, from Canada, Canadian mining company, Cameco. And they have been exploring for uranium just on the outskirts of the town of Alice Springs, just a little over 10 kilometres from four of the indigenous town camp communities. On the southern outskirts of the town. And if you've ever been to Alice Springs, the location of the mine is just a little bit south of the airport. So that's what's going on. And they're proposing to build a massive open-cut uranium mine. I said, just over 10 kilometres from residential areas.
Now, I'm guessing that's definitely going to have a health effect and impact to all the people living in that area. You're from a group called Super Raylene Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've hooked up with a local Aboriginal band to create a song, I guess, in protest for these.
Yeah, that's right. There's I'm from a little band called the Super Raylene Brothers, and friends of ours are singing on the song, known as the Little Sisters Collective, and they are Western Aranda, Lurcha and Pudam singers and musicians from Alice Springs. And it's really an intergenerational project. Christabel Swan, who kind of has the final say on the towards the end of the track, is really the matriarch of the Southern Aranda Pudam people of Alice. So we've done this collaboration to try and raise the issue around the country, because it hasn't had any press attention yet, and we're hoping to help launch a national campaign to stop this proposed uranium mine right on the edge of the town.
I've had a listen to the song, and the song's not in English.
There's a little bit of English, smattering, enough for you kind of to get the gist of what it's all about. But you're right, most of the song is in Western Aranda and Lurcha. And Lurcha is the language that really sort of picks up about 150 kilometres west of Alice and runs all the way to the WA border. But there's a lot of Lurcha people are living in Alice Springs, probably as many as there are Western Aranda.
So the song covers what some of the impacts of the uranium mine will have on the people in the area. What are some of the impacts that will...
Well, we get a lot of dust storms that belt in from the south, and the proposed open-cut mine is right in the sort of track of these winds. Like the dust storm in Sydney back about 3 months ago, well, we get that type of thing about once a year, and they kick up from the south. And so if they're going to have a open-cut uranium mine, you know, 10 km from where people are living, it's kind of less than ideal, obviously, to have all that kind of radioactive nucleides picked up by any massive dust storm and suspended in the air, and then, of course, to descend on the roofs and the childcare centres and the fields of Alice Springs. The other great thing about the mine is that they've decided to situate it right on top of the Alice Springs water table. So underneath the proposed mine is where we get our water from. And the mining company, of course, say, "Ah, well, you know, there's no problem there. There's a good chunk of bedrock in between the proposed mine and where you guys draw your precious fragile water from. You know, don't worry about it." But it does seem a bit difficult, and if something goes wrong and the bedrock cracks, well, you know, there goes the water supply for the town.
Well, this mine's definitely sounding like a great idea.
That's right.
Tell me, how's the song been received so far?
We've had a lot of support from Indigenous Radio in Alice Springs. I don't know if any of your listeners have heard of Karma Radio. That's the Central Australian Aboriginal Media Association, who began in Alice about, I think, probably 30 years ago, maybe at least 20, but probably more than that. They've really helped out by giving the song higher rotation. Koori Radio in Sydney has been playing the track, and we're trying to get it out to community radio around the country. The other thing we're also hoping is that DJs may be keen, or, you know, at least happy to play this track, because it is a dance track, and or to, if anyone's interested, to remix it into, you know, even the super dance mix, would be quite happy with that. We're really happy for people to download it for free off our website and just to play at parties and around the place. And you can download it for free, or you can order it online from the website, superraylinebrothers.com.
One of the spectacular things about this song, apart from just hearing it as well, is I believe the hard copy is quite well packaged.
Yeah, the hard copy is really a campaign package in one hit. There's like a map of the location that shows how close the Angela Pamela uranium mine is to the Indigenous communities nearby, and also to the town's water supply. There's also suggestions of what people can do and who to write to, Peter Garrett and the Minister for Indigenous Affairs, Jenny Macklin, may be interested in this kind of thing, as she's about to put down $100 million to fix up some of these southern town camps. So she may well be concerned about the safety of the residents, given they're going to put so much money into fixing them. And you open up the inside of the cover, there's a sticker too, says, "Don't you mind the Alice." So yeah, it's like a little campaign package in itself, and with a full translation, really a language lesson in Western Aranda and literature of the text of the song. So you can order that online for $10, or you can just download it for free off the site. Either way, we're hoping people out there with a concern for the well-being of the town camp communities of Alice will interest themselves in this.
For sure, and we definitely encourage everyone to write to those politicians as well,
yeah,
and express their concerns for the Mangala Pamela area.
Yeah. Ironically, the name of the mine is kind of quite a sweet name, Angela Pamela, or Ange Pam, as we call it up there, which just happens to be the name of the mining lease upon which they're proposing to dig. But I know there is a mine in South Australia, a uranium mine called Beverley too. So Ange, Pam and Beverley.
It's kind of interesting how they choose sweet little names for something that's not quite so sweet.
That's right, yeah. It's a bit of a mask, I think.
It is. Basil Shield, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today about the great song. We're going to have a listen to it right now, in fact.
Thanks very much, Adam.
Ranga ku menda ngobai uya kuyanda kungora uya kuyanda ngora kapi kuyani
rangwa leave it want it Angela Pamela it's rubbish don't dig it ninda sick ndora we are itcha
uranium alba yulburunga jar babai yana omenda ngubai uya kuya nja kukora uya kuya nja kwala kapi kuya ni
minda sekundora uya picha lawa uranium nothing rangwa
really dead, eh?
Leave it.
Egypt men no na kone. Angela Pamela. It's rubbish. Egypt why they no na kone. Don't dig it. Minda sick Pandora. Yana ngomen dan gubai. Oya koyan jago ngura. Oya koyan jago halat brenginya. Kape koyan. Uranium world bayul barunga. Dar babai.
Itcha, lawa, uranium, nothing. Rangwa, leave it. Wanti, Angela, Pamela. It's rubbish, don't dig it. Minda, sick, Pandora. We are itcha, lawa, uranium, nothing.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find it.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.